From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The White House Monday launched a new defense of President Donald Trump's immigration order. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The administration points out that only a tiny fraction of foreigners entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected by the travel ban. Meanwhile, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, a temporary holdover from the Obama administration, ordered the Justice Department not to defend the order in court. Opponents are calling the plan a Muslim exclusion order. The White House says it does not actually target Muslims, but describes it as a series of precautionary steps needed to keep America safe. Here is spokesman Sean Spicer.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat.
Criticism against the plan mounted on Monday. Rights groups are vowing to take legal action to stop it. Congressional Democrats carrying candles gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington to express their opposition. Earlier, Senate Republicans blocked an effort by Democrats to overturn the order. It emerged Monday that some State Department employees and U.S. diplomats opposed to Mr. Trump's order have circulated what they called a dissonant channel memo against it. Police in Quebec City have charged a French-Canadian university student with murder following an attack on a mosque in the city. Alexander Bissonnette was charged Monday with 6 counts of first-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted murder. More than 50 people were at the Quebec Islamic Cultural Center when the shooting began. This is VOA News.